This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد باب قضاء حوائج المسلمين قال الله تعالى وافعلوا الخير لعلكم تفلحون وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال المسلم أخو المسلم لا يظلمه ولا يسلمه من كان في حاجة أخيه كان الله في حاجته ومن فرج عن مسلم كربة فرج الله عنه بها كربة من كرب يوم القيامة ومن ستر مسلما ستره الله يوم القيامة متفق عليه. This is chapter 29 of the book Riyadhus Salihin, titled Qada'u Hawa'ij al-Muslimin, Fulfillment of the Needs of the Muslims. And the word in this chapter is Hawa'ij. Hawa'ij is the plural of Haja. Haja generally is translated as a need, but in Arabic there is difference between Haja and Durura. Durura is something that a person is in need of, it such as food, drink, clothes, essential needs. Essential needs are called darura, and anything other than essential needs, the person is in need of them, is called haja. When it comes to fulfilling or meeting the essential needs of the Muslim, this is something that is wajib and compulsory upon the community. So if you know that someone around you is in need of food, and they are in need of drink, they are in need of clothes, they are in need of their basic and essential needs, then it becomes fard upon you to help them. As for haja is something that is essential, something that is additional, it's more than essential need. The person is in need of it, but it's not as necessary as the basic necessity, such as having a car. For example, car, it is a haja. It may not be a durura. Someone who is walking and you know they have to go far away from the masjid, for example, and you offer them a lift. So this is a haja. So you help them. So fulfilling the haja and the needs of the Muslim, this is something that is highly rewardable. As for fulfilling the durura, this is something that is wajib. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفْعَلُوا الْخَيْرِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Do good so that you may attain success. So in order to be successful, you should be doing good all the time. Imam al-Nawawi rahmahullah quoted the hadith in this chapter, the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who says, "Anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal," the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa sallam said, "Al-Muslimu akhul Muslim." Muslim is a brother of another Muslim. La yadhlimu, he does not wrong him, he does not oppress him. Wa la yuslimu, and he does not hand him over to someone who can wrong him or someone who can oppress him. Man kana fi hajati akhi kana Allahu fi hajati. Whoever is busy in fulfilling the needs of his Muslim brother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue fulfilling his needs. Wa man farraja an muslimin qurba farraja Allahu anhu biha qurbatan min qurabi yawm al-qiyamah. And whoever removes a difficulty and hardship from a Muslim in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove his hardship on the Day of Judgment. وَمَنْ سَتَرَ مُسْلِمًا سَتَرَهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. And whoever covers up the defects and the faults of another Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover up his sins on the Day of Judgment. One thing that is very apparent here is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has encouraged us to be helpful towards each other. And when it comes to the outcome and the reward of it, it is linked to two main things, either to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the Day of Judgment. For example, man kana fi hajati akhih, kana Allahu fi hajati. Whoever is busy in fulfilling the needs of his Muslim brother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue fulfilling his needs. So meaning, if you want your needs to be fulfilled, and if you need Allah's assistance, then you must continue helping each other. You must continue helping your fellow Muslims. This is a way to connect yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this way, you will get closer to Allah dhul jalal ikram. By helping the people around you, you will be drawing yourself closer to Allah dhul jalal ikram. And more you are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the closer you are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be stronger in your iman. So this is the first pillar of our iman, to have strong belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the rest, the next part of the hadith says, as a result of, or the reward of helping each other, or removing someone's hardship or difficulty, the reward is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove your hardship on the Day of Judgment. So linking yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also thinking about the Day of Judgment, these are the two elements that if a Muslim has in these two, strongly believe in these two, then all of his matters will be sorted in this dunya. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us in multiple ahadith, making the mention of iman billah and iman bil yawm al akhir, believing in Allah and believing in the last day. Because these are the two main elements of your iman. If you have strong iman in Allah and you have strong iman in the last day, then everything in between will be sorted. For example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawm al akhir fala yu'dhi jara. Whoever believes in Allah and believes in the last day, he should not harm his neighbor. Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawm al akhir falyukrim dayfa. Whoever believes in Allah and the last day, he should honor his guest. Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawm al akhir falyaqul khayran aw liyasmut. Whoever believes in Allah and the last day, he should say something good or he should remain silent. So believing in Allah and believing in the last day, both together, they have very strong link. And if you lose one of them, then you are so weak in your iman. And it can affect the other pillars of iman as well. And this is the reason those who have weak iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, generally they are weak in the iman in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. They are weak in the iman in the angels and the Quran. And they are weak in the iman in the last day also. And whosoever you see that they are strong in their iman with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, iman in Allah dhul jalal ikram, and they have strong iman in the last day, then you hardly find the person that he is weak in his iman in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because strong iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads to iman in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It leads to strong iman and strong connection with the book of Allah dhul jalal ikram. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we find in many ahadith that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would link certain actions or the reward of certain actions to Allah or the Day of Judgment. And this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said in this hadith. Next hadith, the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala, which is similar to the previous hadith, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man naffasa an mu'minin kurbatan min kurabid dunya, نفس الله عنه قربة من قرب يوم القيامة. Whoever removes a hardship or stress or distress from a Muslim in this dunya, any kind of difficulty from a Muslim in this dunya, نفس الله عنه قربة من قرب يوم القيامة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove his difficulty or one of the difficulties on the Day of Judgment. The wording in this hadith is, whoever helps a Muslim and he tries to remove one of the difficulties, one of the many difficulties of this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove one of the difficulties on the Day of Judgment. And the scholars have said in the explanation of this hadith that, for example, if someone is in need of food and they are facing a difficulty in arranging their food, so if you were to provide them a food, in result of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow you to suffer on the Day of Judgment from hunger. If you provide someone a drink who is in need of drink, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide you the drink on the Day of Judgment. Likewise, so man nafas an mu'minin qurbatan min qurabi ad-dunya nafas Allahu anhu qurbatan min qurabi yawm al-qiyam wa man yassara ala mu'sir yassara Allahu alayhi fi ad-dunya wal akhirah. Whoever makes something easy upon the person who is hard pressed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him ease in the dunya as well as in the next life. وَمَنْ سَتَرَ مُسْلِمًا سَتَرَهُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. And whoever covers up the faults of a Muslim in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover up his fault in the dunya as well as in the next life. And especially having your sins covered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment, this is something for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran that the believers beg Allah that Allah does not humiliate them on the Day of Judgment. As Allah says in Surah Ali Imran, that the believers, they make this dua to Allah Dhul Jalal Ikram, رَبَّنَا وَآتِنَا مَا وَعَدْتَنَا عَلَىٰ رُسُلِكَ. O Allah, grant us whatever you have promised your messengers, or whatever you have promised us through your messengers. Grant us, meaning, O Allah, grant us Jannah. And then next word of this dua is وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Wallah, do not humiliate us on the Day of Judgment. Do not humiliate us on the Day of Judgment. Because there will be people on the Day of Judgment who were seen or were considered a people of honor and dignity and respect in this dunya. But in reality, they used to commit sins in their privacy and their seclusion. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal all of their sins on the Day of Judgment, and they will be humiliated in front of the whole mankind. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make this dua, a regular dua. Allahumma astur awrati. Allahumma astur awrati. O Allah, cover my mistakes and my sins. So we need Allah's cover in this dunya, and we need Allah's cover on the Day of Judgment. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers our sins and our mistakes in the dunya, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers our sins and our faults and our mistakes on the Day of Judgment. وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامِ. Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he made this dua to Allah Dhul Jalal Ikram. Allah says in Surah Al-Shu'ara, that Ibrahim alayhi salam said, وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ. وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ. O Allah, do not humiliate me on the day when people will be resurrected. This is the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The prophets used to beg Allah Dhul Jalal Ikram, O Allah, do not humiliate us on the Day of Judgment. So if you want to be saved from the humiliation on the Day of Judgment, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers all of your sins on the Day of Judgment, then one of the ways is that you cover the faults of other Muslims. Do not try to expose them. Do not humiliate them. Do not belittle them. Do not disgrace them. Rather, respect everyone. Respect them. And even if you see someone's fault or mistakes, try to advise them in a nice way rather than exposing them. As we said in the last lesson, unless a person is doing something wrong that is harmful to the people around him, or he does something wrong that is harmful for the community, then in this case you have no option but to expose them. But if the person is doing something wrong that is to do with him only, then you should not be exposing him. Rather, you should try to advise him and you should try to cover his mistakes. Man satara musliman satarahu Allahu fid dunya wal akhirah. slave as long as he's busy in helping his fellow Muslims. As long as you continue helping people around you, people who are in need of help, as long as you continue helping them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance and Allah's help will be with you. وَمَنْ سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا يَلْتَمِسُ فِيهِ عِلْمًا سَهَّلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ طَرِيقًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. And whoever treads a path seeking knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the path towards paradise easy for him. وَمَجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِّن بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there's no group of people who gather in one of the houses of Allah dhul jalal ikram yatluna kitab Allah in order to recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to learn the Quran, وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ, and they learn and they teach to each other, إِلَّا نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ. Whenever they get together in order to learn Quran, نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends tranquility on them. وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةِ, and Allah's mercy covers them. وَحَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, and the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala flock around them. وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ, and in addition all of this, ذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions them in the gathering of those who are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning the angels. As Allah says in the Quran, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, so you remember me, I will remember you. You mention me, I will mention you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the mention of such people in the presence of the angels. وَمَنْ بَطَّأَ بِهِ عَمَلُهُ لَمْ يُسْرِعْ بِهِ نَسَبُهُ, and whoever his deeds have left him behind, meaning whoever is lazy and slow in performing good deeds, لَمْ يُسْرِعْ بِهِ نَسَبُهُ, his lineage is not going to bring him forward. Meaning, if you want to excel, then you have to make efforts. Then you have to try your best. And those who are lazy in performing good deeds are not going to be put forward just because of their linkage or because of their lineage or because of their tribe or because of their connection and links. No, nothing is going to benefit them. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to his own daughter, Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, i'mali fa inni la ughni anki min Allahi shay'a. You must perform your good deeds. Verily, I am not going to benefit you on the day of judgment. The daughter of the best of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I cannot help you on the day of judgment. You have to make your own efforts. And he said the same to his uncle Abbas. And he said the same to his wives. And he said the same to his aunt, Safiya radiyallahu ta'ala. He said, you have to make your own efforts. And your link and your relationship with me is not going to benefit you on the day of judgment unless and until you excel in performing good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability. The next chapter is the chapter of al-shafa'ah. Chapter 30 of the book Riyadu Salihin. Al-Shafa'ah. Shafa'ah means intercession. To intercede on behalf of someone. Shafa'ah, obviously on the day of judgment will be intercession. That is separate topic. What Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah refers to here in this chapter is intercession in this dunya. To intercede on behalf of someone in the dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ يَشْفَعْ شَفَاعَةً حَسَنَةً يَكُلْ لَهُ نَصِيبٌ مِّنْهَا. Whoever intercedes with good intercession, يَكُلْ لَهُ نَصِيبٌ مِّنْهَا, he will have his reward in that intercession. Meaning, if someone approaches you to intercede on his behalf, to get something good, and if they are able to get good, you will be getting the reward. For example, a person wants to do i'tikaf in the masjid. And the masjid has said, we need a reference. Okay, you provide a reference. You basically intercede on their behalf. And they do the i'tikaf in the masjid for 10 days. Whatever they do in terms of their ibadah, you will be getting the same reward. This is the benefit of intercession in the dunya. Interceding on behalf of someone, basically making things easy for others. Interceding on behalf of others. Someone wants to get an admission in Medina University. And if you have some links, help them. If you do so, whatever they study there, and when they come back and they spread the deen, you will get the reward, subhanAllah. Such a great thing. مَنْ يَشْفَعَ شَفَاعَةً حَسَنَةً يَكُلْ لَهُ نَصِيبٌ مِنْهَا. Someone is in need of food and drink. You yourself, you can't help. You don't have money. You approach someone who you know that they can help. You approach and you request them on behalf of the needy person. Okay, they get the reward and you will get the reward as well. And this is the benefit of working in charities. And that is why we always encourage our volunteers to help, to intercede, basically, intercession. You know, during the month of Ramadan sometime, you find some people get annoyed when we make the announcement for raising funds. But we as imams, we consider that this is intercession. So basically, when we raise funds for the people in need in Syria and Yemen and other poor countries, those who are in need, obviously not every one of us, we can give hundreds and thousands of pounds, but collectively we can. So when we encourage everyone, it means that we are interceding on behalf of those poor and needy. When we intercede on behalf of them, and whoever donates, the one who is doing the intercession, he will get the reward. A fundraiser, if he has sincerity in the ikhlas, if he raises 100,000 pounds, he will get the reward of 100,000 pounds. مَنْ يَشْفَعَ شَفَاعَةً حَسَنَةً يَكُلْ لَهُ نَصِيبٌ مِّنْهَا. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَشْفَعَ شَفَاعَةً سَيِّئَةً يَكُلْ لَهُ كِفْلٌ مِّنْهَا. And whoever, on the other hand, whoever intercedes with evil intercession, he will have its burden as well. Meaning, if you help someone to do something evil, and you facilitate it, and you intercede on their behalf, then whatever wrong and evil they commit, you will get the burden as well. That is why when we help each other, we have to be careful, and we need to know that if we are helping actually with something that is permissible and something that is halal. Sayyiduna Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala says, kana an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha ataahu talibu haja aqbala ala julasa'i. It was the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that whenever someone in need would approach him, aqbala ala julasa'i, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would address the people sitting in the gathering, and he would say, ishfa'u tujaru. You people should intercede, you will get the reward. What does it mean? He would say to the people, ishfa'u tujaru. You intercede so that you can get reward. Meaning, someone approached the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for his need, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted his companions to have their reward and to have their share in the reward as well. So he would ask them that you should be interceding on his behalf. You should be interceding to me on his behalf so that you get the reward as well. And then he said, وَيَقْضِ اللَّهُ عَلَى لِسَانِ نَبِيهِ مَا أَحَبَّ مَا أَحَبَّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to decree whatever he subhanahu wa ta'ala wills by the tongue of his prophet anyway. Meaning, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to help him anyway. But if you intercede, you're simply saying simple word that please help him. That's it. You will get the same reward. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would encourage the people around him sitting in the gathering. He would encourage them to intercede in order to get the reward of good intercession. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma says, fi qissati barira wa zawjiha qala laha an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam law raja'atih. Qalat ya Rasulallah ta'muruni? Qal la, innama ashfa'. قالت لا حاجة لي فيه. It's a long story. During the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was a slave. She slave a slave girl, woman and her husband, they had separated. When they separated, and her name was Barira radiyallahu ta'ala. So she was freed. And the Islamic ruling is, if husband and wife both are the slaves, and the wife, she's freed by her master, then it means that she is now free to choose either to continue with that marriage or to end the marriage. So this is what happened to Barira. Her husband, he was also slave and she was slave. And she was freed by Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. She used to come and spend time with Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha purchased her and she freed her. And when Barira radiallahu ta'ala, when she was freed, she decided to end the marriage with her husband. And it is mentioned in the hadith, the husband used to walk behind her, kind of begging her to reconcile with him. But she used to refuse. And there is mentioned in the hadith that you know, he used to even cry behind her. But she refused. To the extent that the news came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Barira, "Law raja'ati," if only you reconcile with him. She said, "Ya Rasulullah, ta'muruni, O Messenger of Allah, are you ordering me? Are you instructing me? Is this your instruction? Is this your order?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La, innama ashfa." No, it is not order, it's not instruction, because this is a rule of Allah. It's not instruction. Innama ashfa, I'm just only interceding on behalf of your husband. I'm just interceding in order to what? In order to help him. So she said, La hajata li fi. Then in this case, I have no desire to go back to him. So she chose not to reconcile. But the point here in this hadith is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam interceding on behalf of someone. So which also shows that whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam found an opportunity to intercede on behalf of anyone, on behalf of someone, he would do so in order to highlight the reward of intercession and interceding on behalf of others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability. So we stop here, inshallah. Next week we'll move on to the next chapter. Chapter 31 of the book Riyadhus Salihin alayhi sulahu bayna an-nas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to act upon whatever we hear and whatever we say. Innahu sami'un qareeb. Jazakumullahu khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu.